It helps repair roads, bridges, builds highways. Joe Biden doesn't seem to care about that part of it. He said, no, let's just call pause, 18.5 cents a gallon. It's a gimmick. It is a gimmick that won't have very much effect on gas prices, because gas prices would still be double what they were when Joe Biden took office, even if you take off 18.5 cents. Let me remind the American public that today, gasoline prices on average $4.95 a gallon. It's more than double it was the day he took office. We're up about $2.50 for each and every gallon. And Joe Biden thinks, well, you remove 18 cents and we'll call it good. What a fantasy. So Democrat economist Larry Summers has called this idea by the President of the United States. And let me point out, Larry Summers was Bill Clinton's Secretary of Treasury, economic advisor to Barack Obama, and president of Harvard University. And he says that what Joe Biden's doing, he called it short-sighted, ineffective, goofy, and gimmicky. That's about what we're getting from this president of the United States. Goofiness and gimmicks. Back in 2008, even President Obama said the idea was a gimmick. He ought to have credibility with the Democrats. You'd think Joe Biden might have listened to him. He was his vice president. President Obama said, this idea isn't designed to get you through the summer. He said, this is designed to get them through an election. So what about the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi? She's a big Joe Biden fan. This is what she said of the idea. The thing the president proposed today, she said, it's very showbiz. Very showbiz. She says, it looks like you're doing something, but it is not necessarily landing in the pocket of the consumer.
So much for the gas tax holiday, the 90-day gas tax holiday being proposed by the president of the United States. It's a gimmick. It's showbiz. Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it. Barack Obama doesn't like it. And for all intents and purposes, they're going to try and push that thing through. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think the gas tax holiday is dead on arrival. We'll find out. We'll find out. But you've got a lot of people that have spoken out about gas tax holidays, and it just does not compute. It does not work. Stay where you are. Coming up, Tommy Hicks will join us. In fact, I'll ask him what he thinks of the so-called gas tax holiday proposal being fronted by no less than the President of the United States. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. And don't forget, coming up at 2:50. We're going to be giving away another $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. We'll do all that. We're going to be busy. Oh, we're going to be busy for the next hour. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden says he is calling on Congress to suspend federal gas tax payments.
By suspending the 18-cent gas tax, federal gas tax, for the next 90 days, we can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the gas tax holiday proposal is nothing more than a stunt.
This ineffective administration's big new idea is a silly proposal that senior members of their own party have already shot down well in advance.
Prices average about $5 a gallon nationwide. Mr. Biden also wants states to suspend their own gas taxes or provide similar relief. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is underscoring the Fed's determination to slow inflation. Jennifer King reports.
Price pressures have spread to a broad range of goods and services.
Addressing the Senate Banking Committee, Jerome Powell says the central bank is keenly aware of the problems dogging the U.S. economy as it struggles to recover from the pandemic.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down.
Powell came under fire from both sides of the aisle. Senator Elizabeth Warren got the Fed chair to acknowledge that raising interest rates won't reduce gas or food prices.
Rate hikes won't make Vladimir Putin turn his tanks around and leave Ukraine.
After blaming President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package for exacerbating inflation, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina accused Powell of taking too long to raise rates.
The Fed has largely boxed itself in to a menu of purely reactive policy measures.
Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 47 points, the NASDAQ dropping 16, the S&P 500 lower by 4, crude oil down to $105.29 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Copper thieves are being blamed for causing a power outage at an East Las Vegas apartment complex, leaving hundreds of people without electricity for several days. City officials say the Ridge on Charleston Apartments lost power Sunday afternoon due to thieves, which stole copper from the groundings to the complex's electrical system. Power was reportedly restored to the complex yesterday afternoon. Las Vegas fire officials say the cause of a massive fire on Sunday in downtown Las Vegas does not appear to be suspicious. The fire started in an under-construction building at the Urban Lofts Townhomes, that's near Fremont and Eastern, quickly spreading to other homes and a nearby warehouse, which affected at least 10 buildings. Officials called it the fire one of the largest the city has seen in the past 25 years. Beginning today, the Southern Nevada Health District will start offering COVID-19 vaccines to children from 6 months to 4 years of age. The health district has both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines available. The Pfizer vaccine is a 3-dose series. Moderna is a 2-dose. You can get some information at COVID.SouthernNevadaHealthDistrict.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. That's after Russell Road. The right lane is blocked there. Also, heavy congestion entering downtown. U.S. 95 eastbound, that's at Southern Rancho. And lane restrictions, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday, June 22nd, as we inch ever closer to July and the 4th of July and the middle of the summer. It's getting to be very exciting. It's exciting on the floor of the United States Senate because they are going to be debating, or they're going to be at least have a procedural vote on the gun control bill. What does it all mean? It is part of more from the Biden administration that just defies description. Tommy Hicks is Republican National Committee National Co-Chair and joins us. Tommy, it's been a while. Good to have you back on.
Well, Kevin, great to be on, and hello to you and all of the great people of Las Vegas.
Let me just ask you, they're going to be talking about the gun control bill in just a bit on the floor of the United States Senate. Can you give me where we are? And we have the names of 14 senators who have signed on to this thing, the so-called framework. What do you make of what's going on in our nation's capital? And is this a smart bill to be a part of?
Well, look, there are many times that I wish I was a policymaker. You know, I'm probably one of the strongest supporters of the Second Amendment that there is. And I hope they have a serious debate and really discuss how important the Second Amendment is. It's part of our Bill of Rights. It is our right to own guns, period. And so the red flag law scares me. But, you know, the reality is my job is to help get Republicans elected. And right now, I would say 100% of Republicans are better than any single Democrat. And so we've got to continue the momentum. We've got to take back the House and take the Senate and put an end to this radical Democrat regime.
Tommy, I want to ask you about the red state recovery, because what we're finding is that red states are recovering better post-pandemic than blue states. What do you make of this? I mean, the numbers are unmistakable, but I'm just wondering if there's something I'm missing here.
Well, I mean, are you surprised? I mean, people, they locked our country down. The governors of blue states use emergency measures to keep people locked down, to keep people in masks, keep churches closed. And they basically shut down the mom-and-pop businesses, the small businesses that our country relies on to grow. Now, in red states with Republican governors, they let people get back to work almost immediately after the lockdown ended. And what you're seeing, I think it's 14 of the top 16 states recovering in terms of economic recovery are led by Republicans. And that's a direct result of leadership. That's a direct result of letting individuals thrive under freedom. and businesses, small businesses, letting them operate, letting them open, letting them hire people, letting them have their customers in. And so, you know, you've got, you know, Nevada with a Democrat governor. You've got New Mexico with a Democrat governor. The businesses that thrived in these states are the big box retailers who can afford to deal with all these regulations. And so this is a perfect example of what makes a distinct difference between Republicans and Democrats. We are the party for small businesses and the individual, and Democrats believe in a top-down approach where the country is run by Washington, D.C., and state capitals and big corporations.
Last Tuesday, we had primaries out here. We had a good turnout among Republicans. Now it's on to the general election on November 8th. You travel the country as you raise money for the party, and you talk with the party faithful. You talk with a lot of folks that are not necessarily Republicans, that might be independents. What is the message to independents, and what is it they really want?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Adam Laxalt. And I know we have three congressional districts right around Vegas that we can pick up. And I thought it was great that Sam Brown committed to working with Adam to help get him elected. So right now, we, the Republican Party, are the party for liberty, freedom, and prosperity for all Americans. And so there are many independents, many Democrats that are switching to the Republican Party. Just yesterday and Monday, actually, both. I was in South Texas. I was in McAllen, Texas. I was in Laredo, Texas. These are places in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas that have traditionally been Democratic for over a century. We had a historic win last week when Myra Flores was elected to Congress, the first time ever a Mexican-born American was elected to Congress. So it made history on many levels. These two other candidates have a chance to win. These are districts that are 80% Hispanic. The Hispanic people have traditionally been Democrat or independent, and what we're seeing is they are voting with their feet. They are leaving the Democrat Party and joining the Republican Party because they believe in the individual. They believe they're pro-life. They believe in border security. They want law and order, and they want parents to be able to have influence on what their kids are taught. And so we've opened community centers across the country into these communities that haven't traditionally voted Republican to build a relationship with them so that we're not just asking for their vote right before the election. We're building the relationship now so we can have a relationship for a generation. And I think that's going to pay off with converting Democrats into Republicans and building a narrative with independents that we are the party that provides prosperity for all Americans.
Again, Tommy Hicks joining us. Is it possible that we're going to see a sea change in this election of the Democrat majority, which was featured people of color, Hispanics, blacks, Asians? That we're gonna see the face of the Democrat Party change radically. Are we gonna see that in November?
Well, I certainly hope so, but hope is not a strategy. And what we're seeing is numbers. And what we're seeing right now is a historic disapproval of Joe Biden and the Democrats' handling of almost every aspect of the American people's day-to-day lives, whether it's the economy, whether it's inflation, empty shelves, baby formula shortages, $5.70 gasoline prices, open borders. People are sick and tired of it. They're fed up. And this is just domestically. Don't forget about the international fiascos that are going on under Democrat leadership. So I think absolutely we have a chance here, but we're not going to sit around and wait for it to happen. We've got to get out there and create a red wave, and we're going to do this at the federal, state, and local level across the country.
Again, Tommy Hicks joining us, the Republican National Committee national co-chair. Of course, the latest from the Biden administration is this 90-day gas tax holiday. What a joke that is. The good thing is Republicans have come out, a lot of them so far have come out against it, even though it's only been in legislative text language for about 8 hours.
Well, the American people are a lot smarter than the Democrats give them credit for. People know that on day one, Joe Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline. That eliminated 900,000 to 1 million barrels a day of hydrocarbons that were going to be transported across the country into refineries and converted into gasoline and other petroleum products. And since that happened, we've lost five refineries, which would refine approximately 900,000 to 1 million barrels a day. That's not a coincidence. This is all by design. This is killing the middle class. People are not going to have Christmases this year because of Joe Biden's policies, and they are going to pay the price of the ballot box. We have a chance this November to make our opinion known and to change the course of history for our country. We're going to do it.
You mentioned numbers. I just saw these numbers the other day. In May, border crossings smash a DHS record. In fact, 239,416 illegal immigrants were apprehended attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. That doesn't count the gotaways. What is going on? Is there any improvement that we are seeing now or maybe down the road in our immigration policy? Anything that the Biden administration is bringing to the party that's going to help?
No. So all they have to do is follow the law. All they had to do was nothing and keep President Trump's policies in place, and we would not have this problem. But you mentioned the numbers. It's hard to comprehend these numbers. It's estimated, if you include the gotaways, you're talking 4 million people who crossed the border illegally. That's 40 Rose Bowls full of people. That's more people than live in 23 states, our five territories, and Washington, D.C. combined. We have 100,000 people dying of fentanyl overdoses a year. That's more people than died in the Vietnam War or the Korean War every year. This is a tragedy. Human trafficking, drug trafficking, the only people that are happy are the cartels in Mexico who are making billions of dollars. This is destroying our country.
Tommy, in our final minute, and I'll give you as much time as you need, what is it that people can do if they want to become a part of this big red wave that is going to be sweeping over the country in November, and they want to be a part of it? How can they go about doing it? Do they do it at the local level, the national level, what?
Well, sign up with your county, with Clark County GOP, with the Nevada State GOP. Volunteer. What we need right now are poll watchers. We need people to watch as ballots are cast and as they're counted. We need to recruit lawyers to volunteer to help us if there's ever an incident. So to go back to Virginia, we had a great victory there. Glenn Youngkin won. We won across the board there. We had 100% coverage of poll watchers on Election Day. Poll workers were telling our voters who were not wearing masks they couldn't vote. So we called our poll watchers called a hotline. Within minutes, we had people back in line saying, you can go vote. You don't need a mask. What they're saying is illegal. And so when we gave people the confidence to get back in line and vote, we ended up winning that election. We won by 58,000 votes. So those incremental votes, those poll watchers were able to help us get out there to provide confidence that their vote was going to count, truly made a difference. So we need volunteers. We need people to go out and knock on doors to work for Adam Laxalt, work for our congressional candidates and work with our state party. And it's actually a lot of fun being a part of this movement because we can together make a difference and save our country and save your great state.
God, I love the way you talk. Tommy, thanks so much, man. Always good to have you with us. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
All right, Kevin. God bless.
There you go. Tommy Hicks, national co-chair of the Republican National Committee and one of the most prolific fundraisers maybe in the history of politics. This guy knows how to squeeze money out of people. He really honestly does. Really good guy too. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Meantime, here in Nevada, we appear to have one of the highest inflation rates in the country.
Soaring prices for gas, food, housing, and construction supplies continue to hammer Nevadans.
Consumers feel like they got their head snapped in terms of how quickly prices have changed in the last year.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was the deciding vote for President Biden's multi-trillion dollar spending spree, sending inflation through the roof and raising gas and grocery prices over 8% on hardworking Nevadans. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting for reckless, irresponsible spending. Oppose the Senate Liberals' reckless reconciliation package. And start voting against this out-of-control Washington spending that is killing us with inflation. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. For years, it was me in one office. Then I opened an office on the West, and I went back and forth. Then came Steve Romeo when I retired. Now comes Dr. Matthew Lingman. Matt saw a lot of hearing loss as a medic in Afghanistan, and when he came home, went to school and earned a doctorate in audiology. So he is highly qualified and genuinely cares about helping people with their hearing loss. With Steve and now Dr. Matt on board, both offices are now open 5 days a week. And I promise you, at Quality Hearing Aids, you will never sit 2 hours in a waiting room and then feel like you're rushed out when you finally get to see the doctor. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
I was given a prescription opioid pain medication, and within only a few months, I was completely addicted. I lost everything. I had to leave school, and I started to watch my life slip away. I want people to know that these drugs are addictive. One prescription can be all it takes to lose everything.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I want you to hear Tucker Carlson, because this was great stuff from last night's Tucker Carlson show. His reaction to the latest Stephen Colbert, what I can only call a stunt, but it's dangerous what his staff tried to do, and you have to know it was done with his approval. This was Tucker Carlson. This is cut to last night on Fox News Channel.
Last week, on Thursday, talk show host Stephen Colbert dispatched a group of seven of his employees to Washington, D.C. Their job, break into the U.S. Capitol complex and harass lawmakers inside. So the group dutifully arrived in the afternoon and were met almost immediately by uniformed Capitol Hill police officers who threw them out. But apparently on orders from Colbert, they returned. At about 4 p.m. on Thursday, the group re-entered the building. Accounts vary as to what exactly happened next, but it seems clear that Colbert's employees were led inside by an ally within the building. That would be a freshman member of Congress from Massachusetts called Jake Auchincloss. Once on federal property, Colbert's employees did what they came to do, which was disrupt the business of Congress. And apparently they were not subtle about doing it. They pounded on doors and yelled. Whatever they did, it got people's attention. It takes an awful lot for a police force controlled by Nancy Pelosi to arrest a group of left-wing entertainment figures. But that's exactly what happened next. Capitol Hill Police